Well, thank you for that introduction. And today our guest is Mr. Ian Hurt. He's the port director for the ports of Indiana Burns Harbor. Ian, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me, Carl. Appreciate it.
So, Ian, why don't you remind our listeners what the Port of Indiana is and what your job is there?
Well, I am the port director at the Port of Indiana, Burns Harbor, which is located up in Portage. And the Ports of Indiana is a quasi-state governmental agency that oversees the three ports that Indiana has, one in Portage, one in Jeffersonville, and one in Mount Vernon. And our goal is to increase economic development in Indiana for those companies that might need to use waterborne transportation as a way to move their product to market.
So I know one of the big projects that you were working on is to become a green certified port. Can you explain to our listeners what that means?
Yes. In the North American marine transportation industry, there's an environmental compliance program called Green Marine. And it's a voluntary program, and the ports have chosen to enter into this program. And basically what you're trying to do is minimize your environmental impact and footprint in the things that you do every day. It's you self-audit and report how you're doing in the environmental market. So you go through and you give yourself a B in this category or a C in that category or an A in that category. And then every 2 years you're audited by an outside firm to see whether you really did what you said that you did. And your goal is to get A's in all of the 16 categories, but that is pretty tough to do. The standards are pretty strict, and we're always working towards getting all those A's for us.
So it's a continuous work improvement project, really.
Exactly. Okay. You know, when you get the funds to maybe put a new piece of machinery in place to help minimize emissions or something like that, you're always trying to do that and seeing what you can do differently and better every year.
Sure. So I know you've got a lot of exciting things going on at the port, so including plans for a $20 million improvement project. Can you tell our listeners about that?
Yeah, just about 2 weeks ago, we put the shovel in the ground for the first of five projects we have going on. We're going to be constructing two new rail yards, two new berths for ships to dock at, as well as a truck marshaling yard. And we want to get one of these rail yards done right away. We have a tenant at the port who's chomping at the bit because they're going to be able to grow their business once that rail yard gets into place. So we really want to get going on that one. So that's when we started a couple weeks ago. And all four of these projects should be done within the next 4 years.
Wow, that's exciting. So I know, can you talk a little bit about the truck marshaling yard and how that's going to improve emissions in and around the port?
Right. So on a normal business day, we'll do about 1,100 to 1,200 trucks a day into the port, going to approximately 25 different companies. And we have peak periods when the trucks come in, and you may have 5, 10 trucks lined up at a facility. And each time one of those trucks gets loaded or unloaded, all the trucks kind of inch up in line 50, 60 feet. And what we wanted to do is have those trucks go to one spot, kind of like a cell phone lot for trucks, you know, that they have out at the airports. Have those trucks go in. We're going to build a 3,500 square foot place for them to go. It might have a convenience store, might have showers, a TV, a lounge, something like that. We're still working out the details there. But we want to get them out of their truck so they can shut off their truck instead of sitting there and idling for an hour throughout the port. Get in there, go relax, take a load off, and help cut down emissions at the port.
That is music to my ear, Ian. That's wonderful, and thank you for that thinking, advanced thinking, and you know, helping our environment here in northern Indiana. So you're listening to Green Fleet Radio here on Lakeshore Public Radio. Our guest today is Mr. Ian Hurt, the port director of Indiana Burns Harbor. So Ian, I know you're also working on planting some trees. So can you talk a little bit about that project and how that actually is helping air quality again here in northwest Indiana?
Sure. So we were approached by an organization called the Wildlife Habitat Council. They had read about some of the infrastructure improvements that we had going on, and they wanted to see if we could incorporate trees and shrubs and plants into those projects as well. So in working with them, they do a lot of great work with ArcelorMittal and Praxair and other entities. And what we've been able to do is we've had two tree plantings so far. We've put about 100 trees in the ground. Wow. We have two more still coming up this year. Should be another 100 trees or so. And then in the spring, we're going to do our fifth planting, as well as we're going to be constructing a large berm, and we're going to put dune grass and shrubs along that berm. So
that's
really appreciate
exciting.
Their help.
Yeah, that's great. And so I know you also have some exciting news to share with the Indiana Volkswagen Mitigation Trust Program. I know we had worked together in regards to putting in some port applications. Let's talk a little bit about that, some of the port award winners.
Well, we certainly appreciate the help of South Shore Clean Cities to make that happen. So when we heard that Volkswagen was going to be giving Indiana about $40 million, We reached out to our tenants. Again, we have about 25 companies that utilize heavy machinery, and asked them, you know, is there anything that you would like to do to help minimize your environmental impact? And we had about a third of the companies said, yeah, that would be great. We'd be very interested. And luckily for us, two of those companies were successful in obtaining funding. Alternative Distribution Systems, ADS, they're going to get about $800,000 towards the purchase of 9 drayage trucks that move cargo in and out and around the port. And then Roll and Hold Warehousing, who handles steel coils in at our port, they're going to be getting an electric rail car mover. So they handle a lot of cargo by rail cars that comes in and out by rail. And in order to move those cars, they're now going to be able to do that with an electric machine rather than a diesel-powered engine. Yeah.
All exciting, revolutionary, transformational projects here in Northwest Indiana. So we're really excited about partnering with you on all those projects.
Yeah, I didn't even know that there were electric rail car movers until this opportunity came along.
Sure. So how can our listeners learn more about, you know, some of the things that the port is working on and more information about some of the green initiatives that you've got going on?
So our website is www.portsofindiana.com. And you can always call our office at 219-787-8636. If your group would like to organize a tour, we'd love to give tours and show people what we're doing out there and hopefully grow Indiana's economy.
Sure. You know, as we come to the end of our show, Ian, I know that recently there was a commissioning of a ship, I believe, not too long ago.
Yeah, it's actually happening on October 26th. Mm-hmm. It's the USS Indianapolis. It's the fourth version of the Indianapolis. It's a littoral combat ship. The festivities are going to take place at 10 a.m. on October 26th. Hopefully you can still get tickets. The website is www.USSIndianapolisLCS17.org.
Exciting. And Ian, congratulations on all the great things that are going on here in Northwest Indiana. And thank you again for being here. And we look for further updates on the great projects that the Port of Indiana is working on. So, and that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thanks again to our Port Director, Mr. Ian Hurt, from the Port of Indiana, Burns Harbor. And Green Fleet Radio airs 3 times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.